Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. And Lindsay, as always, thank you so much for stopping in today.
Hey, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome as well. We're a week out from the 4th of July, so things are coming here rapidly. But want to start off, obviously, you made the decision yesterday to cancel the farmers market. I know weather has dictated that, has dictated a lot of things as of late. And so made that decision, supposed to be Iowa PBS Kids were supposed to be here and everything. Yeah, so just talk a little bit about that. And I know the next one, obviously, will just roll on to this next week.
Yeah, that's right. So always a tough call when you're having to make decisions, you know, that'll affect multiple people and everything in several hours in advance because of just timing for setup and travel and everything. So, but ultimately, just wanting to keep everyone safe and better safe than sorry. I think I can remember two different times in the last 7 years that I kind of wished we had canceled, but this is the first one I remember us canceling due to weather, just the way that things have fallen or people making their own choices to come or not. But we know better, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
So, you know, so they're managing the risk and knowing we would have a light group anyway. And there's so much to kind of pack up quickly. And I think with any threat of severe weather, that's kind of the issue. Is it's one thing if it's raining, no big deal. We have canopies for that. It's the quick wind gusts and needing to move quickly, and that's just not possible when we're talking about tents and tables and all of the stuff. So definitely a tough call to make, but you know, have support from our vendors to make that decision and board members too. So better safe than sorry, and we'll be here next week and working with Iowa PBS Kids to see if they might be able to bump their schedule to join us next week. So we'll have an update on that. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we will have them, as well as Vivian from the Dallas County Health Department's handing out senior farmers market nutrition vouchers. That was planned for last night. So, you know, little things like that, we just shift a little bit and it's all good.
Awesome. Well, there you go. And again, the Perry's Farmers Market takes place Thursdays from 4 to 7 p.m. in the downtown area along 2nd Street. So yeah, looking forward to the one next week. But like I mentioned as well, you know, with next week, it's going to be very busy because we got the 4th of July. And so I know the Chamber, you guys have been raising money for a long time. Yeah, really started back with kind of the Big Boom Bracket Battle. And that seems like that was a while ago. But man, here we are, and we're going to be here. And so yeah, I know you're going to have one more little attempt to raise some money for the fireworks drives.
Yes, that's right. I feel like we've talked about it for months and months, and that felt like a long time ago, but not that long ago. Yeah, all the same time. And time is a funny thing, isn't it? So yes, 4th of July is already next Friday, and so that's exciting that it's here. It always kind of feels like a midpoint for the summer, which is kind of wild to think about. But yes, we partner with the junior class that walks in the parade and does a bucket brigade to help support the after prom. And then we split the proceeds that also go to the fireworks. So that effort has ranged over the years, but every little bit counts, like we always say, for the fireworks drive. So we welcome and appreciate their support in the parade. It's fun visibility for them, a fun tradition as well. So a little shy for our total fundraising goal this year, but luckily we do have some carryover in the coffers to kind of help support that ongoing effort. So we'll continue to fundraise. We'll continue to think of fun ways to engage the community. It's a little bit different now that, you know, fireworks has just changed in general, but ultimately, you know, it's a big display for the community and a fun way to bring people together, whether you set off your own fireworks or not. $18,000. A professional show is quite the deal. So that'll be kind of the grand finale of the full day of the 4th of July here in Perry.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, yeah, you say grand finale, there's a whole host of things. And I know we'll maybe dive into some stuff next week, but maybe talk a little bit about the parade. I know that's always a great way to kind of start the day.
Yes, definitely. That is kind of our official kickoff at 10 a.m. So the lineup begins at 9 a.m. at the East Perry Plaza over where Stokely Lumber is. You know, and that parking lot has changed a little bit over the years, so it's a little bit tighter, but we have a great group of volunteers lined up to help navigate and point people in the right direction. The 4th of July parade is always just such a great turnout of creativity, of floats, and people showing their support and their patriotism, and it's just really fun to see what people come up with. It's a really long parade route, so people that are walking in it, by the time I see them at the park, they are just so worn out after 2 miles, but we just thank everyone that is involved with that. One question that we always get is, you know, is there a cost to it? How do I sign up for this? It is a free parade. There is no registration required, but we do have an optional sign up on the city website. So perryia.org, look for the chamber tab under events and 4th of July scroll down and you'll see a little very simple form that says contact name, business or organization that you're representing, check mark that says, yes, I've read all the rules, and that's basically it. And really that's contact collecting so that if there is a rain delay or some other update, we can send information out, but it is free, no registration required. You can literally sign up and get in line and go on to the parade.
Awesome. Okay, so that's great. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basitti, and Lindsay, sticking with that, you also sent something out that you want, you're kind of looking for volunteers to help. So talk about where areas are needed.
Yeah, so I mentioned that we have a great group of volunteers for the parade lineup, all set and ready to go. So very thankful to those folks, but there's always an opportunity. You know, it's a big event in the park. There's a lot of people. So the really glamorous job of checking trash, for instance, is something that, you know, we can always use help with. We have a chamber tent with that's kind of an information station. So having extra helpers there. So it's not a huge ask, but things like that definitely help to have some extra hands on deck, some extra bodies keeping an eye out on things. So we do have a sign up through Sign Up Genius. And people can sign up to help out with that. And also the Second Street Block Party that's coming up in a couple weeks too.
Wow, there's so much. And so, yeah, we can dive more into that kind of later on and stuff. In terms of things going on in the community, what sort of activities would you like to share with us?
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, continuing on with the farmers market every Thursday, we mentioned the 4th of July. Save the date for the Second Street Block Party would be July 18th. But of course, there's always things going on in terms of the Perry Elks Bingo, community meals, the free movies at the theater on Wednesdays, the Healthy Kids Iowa at the food pantry, Perry Lutheran Home summer concerts, all of those fun things. There's also a blood drive next Thursday at Hy-Vee. So lots of things going on all the time, that's for sure.
Awesome. Yeah, no, absolutely. So make sure, yeah, stay in tuned and subscribe to the Perry Chat. That gives you a lot of information as well. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Basitti, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in. Sorry about the farmer's market, but excited, looking forward to the 4th of July celebration. And yeah, I'll let you get back to it so you can get all that work done.
Definitely. Thank you.
You're absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.